Pedal to the Metal mit dem Besten aus New Metal, Crossover und Punk.
We are here at the Essig Fabrik in Cologne and we've got the singer of Skindred. You can introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Benji Webb. I sing for Skindred.
Yeah, Benji, how's the tour going, by the way?
Oh, fantastic. The German dates have been great, man. Full houses, people rocking, it's been really cool.
Yeah, and you know, your new album will be out very soon, Kill the Power. How did you record it this time? I saw it in a YouTube video that there's kind of like a big, very big...
Oh, it was an amazing big studio in England. It was in the middle of winter. There was no heating, so it was very cold. So that's why the music's so cold and hard.
Yeah, there's a very high dynamic. They're very hard songs.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard
it. What do you think of it?
Yeah, it's a nice combination because it's very hard some songs like the 11th song.
Yeah.
And very low ones like Calling the Fireman.
Yeah.
So that's kind of great. Yeah, how did you write the songs this time?
Well, we went into a rehearsal space in Bristol in England, and we spent about a month in the rehearsal writing the song. Then we went pre-production for 2 weeks, and then we went into the studio for 6 weeks. So we really took our time sculpturing the songs and getting them together. We wanted the album to feel like a journey, you know, not just all hard, just like you said, just like mountains and peaks and valleys, you know? Yeah, but I think we come up with something amazing.
Yeah, and your new single will be out next week. So, and it's also a very combination of an old school hip hop track,
then
the sound kicks in and stuff.
That's right. Well, we like to mix it up, as you know, Skindred. We like to get that vibe going. You know, people love hip hop music, people love rock music, so we thought we'd do something with that Jamaican twist and put the ragga in there. Yeah, man, Kill the Power is a great song.
Yeah, also on your song Open Eyed, there's a female singer. Who is it, by the way?
A lady called Jenna G. She normally does dubstep and a lot of dance music. And we wanted to do like a Prodigy kind of thing where, you know, with that full-on soul voice and then the hard. But yeah, it worked out really well. That's a great song, Open Eyed, yeah.
Yeah, it's also a song to dance to, by the way.
Every song we write, we want you to dance to, man.
Yeah, and why did you decide to do that? I mean, it could be in every club.
Well, you know, that's what we want it to be, in every club. We want to get loads of remixes of it and stuff. Yeah, man, we'll get it out there, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of great. It's the first time you will be releasing it on vinyl, so who has got a vinyl player at home?
I got a record player. I've had my record player for like 30 years. I'm looking forward to putting the record on and playing it.
Your favorite vinyl record in your collection?
In my collection, it's got to be Nevermind the Bollocks by the Sex Pistols.
Oh, okay. So also punk rock is in the house?
Yeah, man. Punk rock's never left the house.
In my opinion, vinyl is not for every situation to listen to.
I mean, if you've got the time to sit down and play the vinyl, it's cool. But like you said, you can't play vinyl in the car. You know, so the CD got a rule, or the MP3 or the iTunes got a rule when you get in the car, you're driving, you know?
Yeah, so how can I imagine you when you listen to vinyl? Are you just relaxing? Just put it
on? I mean, if I was in the bath, I'd have loads of bubbles in the bath and put the record on and just let the record play. Yeah, man.
That's funny. Yeah, let's talk about your songs. Saturday, and you say you work all week, and 4 years ago you said to me in an interview that you had to do side jobs and stuff. So how's the situation today for a band?
And none of us are doing side jobs at the moment, but the song is not about me personally. The song is for those who work all week, and on Saturday they go fucking crazy with loads of beer and drugs and sex and violence. You know, that's what Saturday's about, you know?
It's definitely cool, yeah. And Skindred, like I've seen four years ago, you played a smaller club here in Cologne, and it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's growing. I mean, every time we release an album, it's growing and growing. I'm really excited about how the album is coming along, how the album's being received. A lot of people are digging the record, you know, and I'm not in no rush. A lot of bands, people think if a band don't happen instantly, then there's something wrong with them. But I believe that bands have to grow. Especially in this day and age with all these TV shows about music and stuff. The real deal for musicians is in clubs, growing and building. And I'm glad we're growing and building.
About TV shows, you've played in a German TV series 2 years ago.
I can remember doing something. But you got to remember, to you guys, it might be like, whoa. But to me, it's just a day in the studio filming. I've never seen the TV show. I've never seen our part in the TV show or nothing. So, yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, that's very, yeah, very funny. But yeah, and how does that growing of the band's reception affect your life itself?
Well, I mean, I've noticed more and more everywhere I go, people are, you know, saying, "Hey, you're the guy from Skindred," and that happens every day, no matter where I am, all over the world, you know. But I'm cool with that. I've always wanted to be in the public eye and giving something to people, you know. And I believe that the music that we're making is giving so much to people.
Yeah, 15 years of Skindred this year. What are the plans for the future?
To dominate the world and destroy the world with the sound of reggae and rock mixed together.
Thank you very much. And you've got one last sentence to our listeners.
Yeah, I just want to say to people out there, music is an art form, and if you've been stealing people's albums, downloading music illegally, and not paying for the music, the only way you can turn it around is when you see the band that you stole the music from, and you like the band, go to the concert, buy the ticket early, and buy the merchandise from the merchandise store, because we got to keep musicians alive. And on the money that musicians are getting at this time, I'm not talking about Jay-Z and fucking Beyonce. I'm talking about punk rock, hardcore reggae artists, hardcore metal artists, hardcore, you know, dance artists who are out there doing it, and they're getting their music's getting stolen. People have to pay. So I suggest what they do is they get their tickets to the concert, buy the tickets, and also buy the merchandise when they go to the shows.